to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
And welcome back. That last track, the sludge metal track, was by Bloated Pig. It's a Van Con band with their track Horrendous here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'll turn my mic a little bit. This week, had to say some goodbyes. A two-time guest on the show, my friend Kyo from Japan, had to go home recently, which was pretty sad. We hung out all week, and like he's been here for, I guess, yeah, he'd been in Canada for an entire year, and so it was like, you know, his as like I guess I think he was on a student like working holiday visa, and so that was kind of running up. So I saw him off to the airport. He made a little side trip to California because he figured he'd want to see some of the states before he went back to Asia. But it was quite sad. I mean, Kyo was like such a good friend for the year that he was here, and I feel like it was nice to have like a little like sparring partner in terms of like skateboarding. I feel like it's been very hard to find consistent friendships for me in skateboarding, just because I don't know, there's a lot of like egos in skateboarding I find in the scene, and like a lot of my good friends have moved away, so you know it's hard to find consistent like what I would call like a sparring partner, someone who kind of like pushes you to skate to the best of your ability and like hypes you up and like knows your tricks and stuff, you know. And so that was sort of the relationship I had with Kyo. Meeting him was super funny initially. Like I met him just before I had left to travel to Korea and Japan, funny enough. I met him like he'd been in Canada for like about 3 weeks, and I just met him skating a basketball court, and we exchanged Instagrams, and I was like, oh, nice to meet you, and invited him to skate once formally, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm about to leave now, and he was like, oh, damn, really? Well, like, I guess I'll see you in 3 months, and so I had once I came back, I had a really good, like, remaining 9 months with Kyo. We like went up to Grouse and snowboarded and like skated parking garages and stuff, and during the summer it was such a riot, like we were out like skating all the time, and Kyo quickly became sort of like a really close friend to me. Like he would come over and like maybe we'd smoke a little bit of weed, and like he would come and hang in my basement, and we just kind of chill and like cook meals, and it was super nice. So yeah, it was kind of like a sad goodbye. I feel like I have not had to I have very few international friends that I've spent that much time with. I mean, I met a lot of people traveling and whatnot, but not so much as a person that I was as close as Kyo as I was when he was here. And so it was kind of a sad goodbye. Like we like sat in McSpadden Park and sort of like reminisced about the summer, and it was very emotional, and he was talking, we were listening to music and stuff. I think he was like very excited about like coming, had been invited to the radio. I think he's very interested. I was very into like listening to music, and I think he was very happy to have been at the radio station, just because it was kind of such a novelty and kind of like the music that I was playing. And so it was like very sad. I think he was talking about how like, oh, he, you know, I mean, it's a totally different culture in Japan. I mean, when I was staying in Japan, I was staying with a friend who was also from Vancouver, and his complaint was that, like, yeah, like, he's staying in Tokyo. Maybe it's a little bit different in sort of more rural places in Japan, but at least in Tokyo, he was complaining that, like, yeah, like, I don't really know my neighbors, like, the way I did living in Canada. Like, I say hi to my neighbors, and I get snubbed most of the time. Like, you just don't really... You know, I think it's like a matter of like density, right? Like it's like, you know, with that many people in the city, like it's kind of harder to get to know people. And therefore, Kyo was sort of, you know, talking about the same thing where he's just like, hey, man, like I say hi to people on the street here and, you know, people will smile back at me. And that's not really the case where in my hometown. And it was very sad about like skateboarding too. Like he was living really close to the courts, and you know, he was talking about, like, yeah, like, it sucks to skate, and, like, just like you're saying, like, I don't really have consistent skate friends, like, I should just skate basketball courts on my own in Japan. He was, like, the closest skate park or somewhere I want to go hang out all day would be, like, Nagoya, and that's, like, a two-hour train ride, and he wasn't, like, super excited to go back home either, and, you know, he wants to, like, you know, eventually come back here, so it was really sad, and it was very hard to say goodbye. I think that we dropped him off at arrivals, or not, sorry, departures at the airport, and we just, like, you know, said our goodbyes and took last little photos, and it was just, like, it was kind of, like, a bit, like, awkward in the sense that he was, like, man, like, I don't want to leave you guys right now, like, I know I have to, like, go and check in my baggage, but he was, like, I don't know, it feels scary, like, it feels like that's it, you know, and I don't know, he's not gone back home yet, and I've still been chatting with him a little bit while he's in California, but, like, yeah, a bit of a sad week, and, which sort of inspired the next song. I mean, this next song is called, oh, funny enough, the song is called March 10th, and that's also my birthday, and we were sort of talking about this song, because we were just listening to music, and this was sort of the week, leading up to him leaving, and he was talking about how, like, man, he's thinking a lot. Kyo's been thinking a lot about his life right now, just because it's sort of been, like, an end of an era for him, and, you know, he's going back to Japan to finish university, and, you know, he's not sure if he wants to stay in Japan, or, you know, if he wants to go do some more traveling and stuff, and he's, like, thinking a lot about his life right now, and sort of, I mean, the song's in Japanese, and I was the one who showed him the song, I had no idea what it's about, but he kind of summed it up as, like, very common themes of, like, the song is, like, talking about, like, all, you know, sort of stepping off the porch, so to speak, like, getting ready to go become an adult and, like, live your life, and, yeah, I feel like, yeah, I, you know, with him saying that, I kind of feel the same way. I feel like summer's ending, you know, it's time, I mean, especially for me, like, this has sort of been, like, my only consistent job, so to speak. I have not been working and whatnot, and so I think it's like it feels like the end of summer, you know, and it feels like, you know, time to kick things in action and time to go back to school. It's time to go through fall and the cold winter. Sun's gonna start setting later. Maybe I'm dooming a little bit, but, you know, yeah, that's what it feels like. Anyway, and Predictor, here's March 10th on CJSF 90.1 FM.
We'll be right back. Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
And welcome back. That last track before the PSA was Fragrant by Devin Parkin here on SiriusXM 90.1 FM. I'm coming down to the bottom of my hour this week, so I'm just going to sign off. But if you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in next week. I should be on the same time again next week on the 31st at noon. But starting soon, I will probably have to move my time slot because school's starting and I do have classes on Thursdays. So I'll have to communicate with that with y'all next week. For my last track, or I guess the last couple of tracks, I've got a Yumi Arai song and then a Happy Dog House song. Don't Give Me Grapes. So let's do the Happy Dogs song first here on CGSF 90.1 FM. See you next week.